Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We're going to go to the Light Ship for healing. I'm sure many of you out there have been waiting for this all week. So, the Light Ship for probably about 10 minutes during the show here at the very end of it, so you can have wonderful healing. So, if you've never been doing this program before, this is your first time, you don't know what you're missing. So Sylvia, are you out there on cyberspace? Maybe you can talk about the Light Ship a little bit here, if you would, and how that works for people. Because I know we had a lot of testimonials so far.
Okay, yes. Hi, I'm here, and welcome everyone, and welcome to Saturday night. And like Ron said, if you would like to experience the Creation Light Ship rather than just talk about it, which we will, you can actually just sit tight and relax, and we'll be actually going to the Creation Light Ship for healing in just a little while, so you can experience what that's like for yourself. And in the meantime, we'll be talking about ascension, about the reason why the Light Ship is here at this time, about the saints and masters and divine beings that reside on the Light Ship, and how they are assisting humanity at this time. And we'll be taking questions. If you have a question for Ron that you'd like to ask, you can just type it in on the fast chat, or you can call in. The number is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. So we'd love to speak to you live. And I see we do have at least one question already so far on the fast chat, so we'll get into that as soon as you're ready, Ron.
Yeah, why not? Go ahead.
Let's rock and roll. Okay, so this is a question from May. It's a great question. It has to do with what happens when you go to the Light Ship. And the question is, due to body density, what percentage actually is allowed to go on board the Light Ship for healing?
Well, that's a very good question. The first thing is that your whole body is transported there. And the next thing is, remember, you're out of time. Maybe you're here and you're not here, and you don't know when you're not here, but when you're not here, then that's when you go to the Light Ship. Now, the question probably goes a little deeper than that. On the Light Ship, there's a quarantine center, and this is where you go to when your physical body cannot go to the Light Ship because it's holding darkness energies, and or it's being connected, corded to the darkness, and or you have dark side beings inside of your body in different locations. So that question is a little hard to answer. I would say for most people, you probably have at least 70% of your body on board the Light Ship. Now, there are parts of you that are infiltrated by these extraterrestrial worms and energies, and that can cause you havoc, and then that is the darkness energy, which is why you cannot go there. But I would say overall, most people probably have about 70% of themselves going there. And that means that the other 30% of your physical body can't because it's in quarantine, which is why we've done many, many sessions so far to eliminate these extraterrestrial life forms, these alien life forms, worms and spiders, octopus energies, etc. It's on the website if you wish to go there and actually have some physical healing. And these energies are put into us by the aliens, the ETs, to basically kill our bodies. And that's just the way it is. That's the way life is here. And so the Light Ship is here to help you. They do the ascension process every 2,000 years. So the universe is turned off and on at that time interval, and the darkness can fall away from the creation of light, and then it starts over again. This is why they do it every 2,000 years. So it's, without having the Light Ship do that, we probably would not have any light left at all, because the light would actually be absorbed by the darkness. And remember, the darkness was never created by the light, but the light does create, the darkness does create the light of the darkness, which is what people talk about all the time. The spiritual energies and et cetera normally is talked about, which is the light of the darkness, because the light never promotes itself. You already have it with you, so you're not going to have transmissions done by the light to you on certain days or have angels bring it to you or anything like this here. This is all the New Age metaphysics carnival ride. So anyway, I'll get it. We'll give it back to you, Sylvia. So yeah, at best, I'd say probably typically for most people, about 70% of their bodies will go there. And this is why it's very hard to have a healing, because your body is in the darkness energy. And the darkness energy is connected to you through this lifetime and through all of your past genetic incarnations. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, while we're waiting for more questions to come in or for people to call, for those that might be listening that are new to the Lightship, could you talk just a little bit, Ron, about what they might expect to see or feel or hear or experience when we go to the Lightship in a little bit?
Yes, a lot of people, after a few of these times, actually start to see colors when they're on the Lightship. Sometimes people can actually see the light beams. This is what's drawn for us by a lovely lady who actually saw the light beam, one of them on the Lightship, which is on our page here. We wish to scroll down slightly here. If you're on the Creation Lightship Healing page, go underneath the blinking flower, you're going to see a light beam there. This is what she actually drew, what she actually captured in consciousness when she's on the Lightship as this light beam posed for her. So there are all different types of light beams there. Every life form imaginable could be there that was created by the light. They have not incarnated yet, so they're considered light beams. When they incarnate, then they're just regular spirits, we'll say, that are going out throughout the universe to experience life in the frequency of light and love. And they only have one life in the now. There's no such thing as collective consciousness or universal mind in the light, because everything has the same basic consciousness. And that's where the darkness gets those terms at. Down here, you can never have that because you're always in the light. That's a fabrication of the darkness or the light of the darkness. And this is where you go to with your near-death experiences. You go to the light of the darkness. And then people come back and talk about how wonderful it was and that they had a mission to do, etc. And they're actually never in the true light. They are in the light of the darkness. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We have a couple of great questions from Mike. And one of them is he'd like to know what the prerequisites are for the Master 4-in-1 healing session that you do.
Okay, the Master 4-in-1 set is actually four healing sessions at one time. And the cost, if you're interested, is $150. This is what I was doing for self-empowerment for people. So I'll first describe that. What it is we disconnect you from 13 planetary influences that actually cord your body. Remember, you have a horoscope here, your natal chart, and this more or less concentrates with those to eliminate this negative pull on your physical body. So that's body energy. The next one is we connect you up to your home base energy, which is true light energy that is outside of this planet, outside of the a prison planet energy here that keeps you in darkness here. And so you're able now to have your communication. And this would be the same thing that I talk about here in the light of the darkness as your soul family. So in the light of the darkness, which is what they clone to mimic the light, that would be called your soul family. And these are people that you incarnate with. The true energy, there is no a forced reincarnation process, and you're able to go wherever you choose to. The next energy that you get connected to is your wonderful twin flame energy, the other half of you. So when you go to your home base energy, when you leave the Lightship, and this is creation energy itself, then you go to your home base energy where you divide it in half, and that's your twin flame energy. And almost everybody's twin flame energy is no longer here on this planet, naturally, because the universe of light is like one grain of sand on our beaches, so there's no reason to come here with your twin flame because it wants to go out and experience life like you do somewhere else. But there are a few people here on this planet, maybe a couple hundred or so, that do have a twin flame on this planet. Whether they see each other or not, it's hard to say, but that is a possibility. So the next part of the thing is we take you out of the karmic forced reincarnation loop. We disconnect you from your soul family that the dark side puts you in here. So you're able now to be responsible for your life, and you're out of your natal chart, disconnected from all those planetary influences. So this session is just really a self-empowerment one. Now, what do you have to do first? Well, what we recommend doing always from the light ship is emotional healing. Do a mental healing. Do a past life emotional body healing. This is your ancestral energies, what you call past life, that's with you. Get rid of that energy from you so that you're able to have your twin flame connect with you. Remember, it does not want to come into a density or a dense body like what we have here because it would harm it too much. So it only wants to see light. So to make that connection, this is what's basically needed. Also, what I'd recommend having would be the dark side parallel life clearings. Remember, all your parallel lives that you experience are darkness energies that's cloned by the aliens, the ETs, to keep you held in bondage and to have these situations of the parallel lives come into this lifetime too. So it just makes your spirit go into bodies that are fabricated. They have fabricated Earths, just like this one here with bodies like your own. And your spirit is compelled to go to those because that's all that it knows to do is to help out a body. So that's basically one of them. The other one is you want to get the planets off you. So in the parallel life one, this deals with your body. We take away over a couple thousand alien planets that are connected to you. And then the other one, I mean lifetimes, and it could be planets too, yes. And then the other one are the planetary energies that are cored in your body. So one is for spirit, which is your parallel lives. The other one is for your body, which is the planetary energies. And then I'd also highly recommend having the barcode taken off of your spirit. This is why you're stuck here, why you're still listening to me on this radio program, why you're physical on this planet, is because the dark side gave your spirit a barcode and you keep reincarnating over and over and over again. So like I say, if you incarnated here for the very first time, 50,000 years ago, then that means that you lost out on 25 ascensions. Why did you do this? Because the dark side was controlling you. When ascension time came, you were probably taken into a parallel lifetime. Looked like just like the one you have now, or back then. And then when the universal shift happened, which happens every 2,000 years, which is why Jesus came here to bring it forward, then you missed out. The planet was rematerialized over again, and the dark side just popped you back over. So you missed out on 25 ascensions. So hopefully you will not miss out on the 26th one. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We had Mike asking if you have him down for tomorrow for the 8-hour intensive healing session for the entities. Just checking, I guess, with you to make sure you have him on your list.
Yep, you're on it, Mike. So okay, tomorrow great. Will be a wonderful call in case
yeah,
you're new
a lot
to
of people
program.
Looking forward to that one, huh?
Yep, it's releasing Earth-based entities, which are ghosts that come into our consciousness here. Everybody has them, hundreds if not thousands, and we're going to do an 8-hour call on a conference line to get rid of them from you. So if you've been on the previous calls that we've had, the price is $100. If this is your first time, then it's $150. So we've had a lot of fun with people. A lot of healings occurred by getting rid of these alien energetic life forms that are in us. And you may say, gee, how come we have energetic alien life forms, you know? It's not against my free will to have something come into me, into my body that I didn't ask for. Well, yes, it is. That's true, number one. Because of darkness, the aliens are controlling you. Remember, the aliens brought the gods down here. So when you go to any church and you pray to a god, P-R-A-Y, then you're at P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. So you're at prey to these things. Look at the movie 10,000 B.C. You have a nice clue on that one. So, and another movie to watch is The Mist, where people do wonderful things like opening up vortexes. And there's people doing that all the time here, bringing in these alien energies here. There should not be any type of UFO visitation here whatsoever on this planet because it wasn't created that way in the light to have this external intelligence come here? It should just be people living here on a normal day-to-day life without having abductions, interference, etc. I think we had a beep. Someone online here is a caller.
Hi, good evening, Ron. Long day. This is Joni calling.
Oh, hi, Joni. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing? Are you holding up?
Yeah, I'm holding up, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I'm holding up.
Long day. Quick question, since we're talking about the light of the dark.
Okay.
I've heard you say a few times that since the light ship came in 2005, when you died, there is no more forced reincarnation. So I have two questions regarding that. I've been trying to figure out the answer. One is I was convinced that when you pass, you have this life review. So when people die, is the light of the dark still doing the life review on souls?
Oh, yeah. That's what happens. You see, normally when you die, you have a belief system, and that belief system is what you were taught in that previous lifetime. Mm-hmm. And so if you believed in hell, you're going to go to hell to experience that. If you believed in heaven, you're going to go to heaven. But this is all energies from the light of the darkness. Now, the light ship has come here to help take away the spirits, but if the spirit gets trapped in that process, as soon as the body dies, if the spirit has a belief system of going to the darkness, it will go there automatically, and then you're captured. But if the spirit somehow hangs around a little bit and doesn't do anything, then the light ship can find you instantly and take you to the light. What happened recently, which I talk about on some of the shows here, is that I guess the Christians talk about when Jesus is supposed to come here. Do you have the word, Sylvia, or are you, Joni?
The
rapture.
The rapture.
My understanding of that is that Jesus is going to come to this planet, materialize somewhere, take everybody from the graveyard, save everybody, and bring everybody up to heaven. Well,
mm-hmm.
The rapture already happened. That happened probably about maybe 6 to 9 months ago. All these spirits that were hanging around the graveyards, now these are spirits that were had a vested interest in the bones of the body that was buried underneath the ground, okay? So some of the spirits never left. They stayed there. And they never did a reincarnation process. So the light ship came and released those spirits. So they're gone. Okay? Now, if you got fooled into the reincarnation process again, then the light ship cannot help you because now you're on the reincarnation cycle of the darkness. And so the rapture did happen. It's already gone and over with. It's done.
Yeah, I was thinking for my a family member, I was like, it's sort of sad. It's like the revenge part of me thinking, oh, when he goes, you know, he's going to have to review all the harm and negativity, and he's going to pay for all it, you know, his abusive behavior. So, but if he doesn't believe that there is going to be a review, he might just pass into something to whatever he believes in. This is an elderly family member.
Yes, that is correct. And if he stays around mm-hmm. long enough, without the dark side capturing him with the barcode on him, then the light ship can find him. But normally, the barcode has precedent, and you're taken out of here instantly.
So that was the other question. That's weird. So whatever your belief system is, you're going to experience.
Yes, because the light of the darkness does that. See, there's no judgment in the light. On other planets, there's no judgment of what you have done in that lifetime because you're just experiencing life. Here they invented karma, and they talked and taught us karma through different religions. Remember, that's controlled by the darkness, the religions here, controlled by the aliens up there in the UFOs, you know, in the ship clouds that we see. And they're doing that to us here, so we don't have really any free will. So if you are under a belief system of something, you're going to more than likely experience that, not because it's divine order, of the light, it's divine order of the light of the darkness. So they want you to experience that to get more energy out of you. Plus, they want you to be cleaned off, to have all the judgments released from your spirit, so that when you do incarnate over again in the forced reincarnation process, you're able to have your spirit more fully empowered in that body, because they need that energy from you, that emotional trauma energy, when they make you suffer, to have that experience, to get that energy from you. So they don't want to have you come in wounded. They want to have you all cleaned off, which is why they talk about your past life review. And this is what
so
you go through. Because you have to get cleared off.
It's interesting how they, whatever your belief system is what you'll experience. But for the followers, your little group here, who have had the spirit barcode removed, it's still necessary, even though, like I've heard you say, since the light ship came, there will be no more forced reincarnation. What is the benefit, then, of having the spirit barcode removed?
Okay, when you have that off, the aliens cannot attach to your spirit, okay? And so when that happens, then you're unable to be connected to. Your body still has a barcode on it. So your body may be able to go through its genetic process and go through a reincarnation process with the body energy. Okay, but as far as your spirit, you know, the you that's you that is probably listening here, looking out of your eyes, with the barcode removed, then there's no more way they can track you because you have that barcode through all of your past history.
Uh-huh. So the average person who passes now without having any barcodes removed, are they still going to reincarnate? Oh, because the earth will be changed?
Yes, more than likely. Or they're in that process of reincarnation.
All right, so...
Unless they stayed with the body. If the spirit stayed with the body and wants to watch over the body, then... Since the light ship is here, more than likely they're not going to be with your body, but we'll just say the light ship is not here. If the spirit stays with the body that passed on, okay, and is trying to connect with the body that's buried under the ground, then it cannot go through the reincarnation process because now it's waiting. But once it goes over and crosses over to the other side, okay, that term is used a lot, then you're in the light of the darkness on the other side. And then you go into the belief system because they want to clear off the densities. So how do you clear off the densities? You have to go through that belief system to shed the emotional traumas that your spirit collected in this lifetime. And then when that happens, once you get cleared off and you experience all these things, and then you probably have the judgment of, you know, what you should have done or what should not have done, then once that happens, then you can release it. And then your spirit is, you know, goes through a process of being de-traumatized. And once you're untraumatized, then at that point you are forced now back into a body to re-experience life down here again. Because naturally, you know, the word karma comes up, and they say, oh, you had karma in this last lifetime. This is why you have to reincarnate, and then you come back, which is strictly the light of the darkness, forcing you, these aliens are forcing you to have this reincarnation process.
So what do you mean when you say that since the light ship came, there won't be any more forced reincarnation then?
Forced reincarnation if your spirit knows enough to get separated from the light of the darkness. Remember, it's your spirit's choice and its free will spirits are not awakened enough and do not hold enough spiritual integrity of itself because the life force going to it from the light has been so deluded after being here for like 50,000 years or so that it follows the light of the darkness. And it doesn't know about the true light. A few spirits do, but most of them do not. But the light ship is here to eliminate that process.
Okay, so if you know about the light, good chance you're not coming back. If you don't know about the light...
Yeah, because remember, the light of the darkness is what your spirit incarnates into. This is why you have parallel lifetimes. It goes into many parallel lives at one time because it's being fooled and it doesn't understand the difference because it lost its true spiritual integrity and it doesn't know enough, has enough of the spark energy with it, and it has its own way that it thinks that it has to deal with a physical body, which is why it came here initially. But the actual process of leaving, it doesn't really know that it's not in true light. Because the darkness can appear as a light frequency itself. This is how tricky it is.
Yeah, I was thinking, gosh, so nobody's going to be reincarnating anymore since the light ship came. Why do we have to get these barcodes off? But I guess that was incorrect, my thought.
Yes, uh-huh. That is true.
Lovely. Okay. Well, thank
you. So that's why you want to get your barcode off. I'll go even further. So on all the past reincarnations, okay, that people have had, the Earth spirit would rematerialize the planet that we're living on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, your physical body resonates to this planet, to the Earth energy, correct, to the spirit of the Earth?
Mm-hmm.
You follow me so far?
Yeah, it's getting a little heavy, but yes.
Okay, so what's going to happen is, since the Earth spirit is divorcing itself, giving up this spiritual blueprint of planet Earth, then where are you going to go to after you're in a parallel lifetime, right? Because you don't have your barcode removed. Where are you going to go to when you're in a dark side universe that's cloned by the light of the dark?
Well, that's my question. Yeah, that's what I want to know. Where?
Okay. Where are you going to go to? Well, they're going to try to bring you back here. It won't exist.
Right.
So then you're going to be lost in the darkness.
Okay, so you just answered my question. I wondered where. Right, got it. Okay, so it's going to be a horrible existence if you're not a creation lightship follower.
Yeah, and this is what everybody has had anyway.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to be doing endless incarnations on a dark side planet that's cloned to look like light, and then they can change it whenever they choose to a complete dark planet.
Oh, my, that makes me feel nauseous. It's amazing how
Yeah. No, the Earth spirit was going to be here for another go-around, then it would be the same thing as normal. Like I said earlier, this, most people have had, if they've been here for 50,000 years, they've already lost out on 25 ascensions. Are you going to miss out on one more coming up here? But there's going to be no place for you to go to before the Earth spirit rematerialized the planet blueprint and it had its spiritual integrity of its spirit energy integrated with this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And even if another spirit took over this planet, blueprint, and had it in the exact same location in the universe, it's still not going to resonate to your body because your body resonates to the Earth spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you won't be able to go here if it did materialize physically.
Mm-hmm. Or if you did, you'd be miserable. I mean, you couldn't, interesting.
Yeah, it would not work because the elements of your body will not resonate to a new spirit frequency.
Wow,
okay, maybe your body is working with the frequency of the Earth to keep the body alive here. Okay, the Earth spirit is doing that for you, for your body.
Mm-hmm.
It resonates to it. So you would not be able to come back here and actually sustain life.
Okay, I think I finally understand. It's pretty heavy, but thank you. Appreciate it.
Once you understand it, it's you know why you want to have the barcode taken off.
Yeah, right. So after the spirit,
and then how much do you love your body? Do you want your body to go through a reincarnation again process on a dark side universe? So you want to get the barcode off of that too. Plus the barcode off your body eliminates the alien abductions.
Yeah,
and that's happening daily, you know, all the time with people. Anyway, that's it. So thank you for calling, Joni.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Okay, you too.
Good luck tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, I hope you answered it. Hope we answered a lot of people's questions out there of why this is so important this time around. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that was really quite something to get that whole story and to see how that's going to work, basically, with this coming ascension.
Yep, the most important one of all is this one here.
Yep. We had a question on the fast chat. I can't read it anymore, but from my notes I jotted down. I think the question was, how did life forms continue on after the universal shifts that happened in the past?
We probably answered that because the body and the spirit would come back here to this planet each time. So we're just talking about this planet because this is all that we know about here. This is why people are very, very familiar with the Earth here, and they know about different towns, And, you know, people see TV programs about a different location that they've never been to, and they go, I recognize that building out there, or, geez, I think I walked in there before. That's because you were here. And this is the way it is. So, yes, it's you need to get the heck out of here, you know. Otherwise, you're going to be in darkness with your spirit. And the light ship cannot find you if you're not here. So you have to remember, the light ship will look for you. And it might find you by pure accident. If it's looking for someone else who had enough spiritual integrity to be, you know, on the planet and be able to connect with the light ship. But if you go sideways to a parallel universe, then you're lost. You're actually lost probably forever. This is why it's so important. You know, we can thank our aliens for that, and the UFOs up there flying around. Back to you, Sylvia.
I think we had a question earlier. I believe it was May who was asking, and the question had to do with the Earth and the condition that it's in now that you've been here doing the clearings and the light ship has worked, you know, to clear off so much of the negativity. I believe the question was, are we like 50% more light here now, or better than it was before that this work started to be done?
Boy, I don't know what the percentage is at this moment here. I know it is better. I just can't really answer that question as far as the percentage, okay? It might be half and half by now. I don't know. The light ship is doing clearings, like on the water, on the air and stuff. That, you know, the quite a while back, in fact, the atmosphere actually changed here, and you can actually see blue skies again. Although with the chemtrails here, you know, they're harder to see now, you know, to see blue skies. But when you do see a blue sky day, it's very beautiful. They have worked with the waters, but remember, they're doing the ascension too. So they're doing stuff here to help us. But the main thing why they're here is for the ascension, not only for us, for the whole universe of light. So it just depends, you know, what's going to happen first. Or is the ascension going to happen, or are we going to have wonderful earth changes here where things have turned back into, you know, heaven on earth? Hopefully heaven on earth would come before the ascension time so we can all be living right now and actually experience it here. But you know, I have no answer, you know, what's going to happen first, but the light ship is here to do the ascension for the whole universe, which we call the universal shift. And everything in the universe of light is turned off and put back on again, which allows the darkness to leave it. And then things get back into spiritual integrity. All the spirits of, say, all the planets have a choice to rematerialize what they have created or go somewhere else. So everything changes. And this is just the way it is. And if a planet spirit, you know, wanted to be in a planet for millions of years, that can stay the same, be in the same location. So this is kind of how it works. Back to you, Sylvia.
So as far as tomorrow's 8-hour healing event goes, do you still have the ability to add people to that if they'd like to come on?
Yeah, just send me an email. You can go to healing@creationlightship.com, healing@creationlightship.com, and, you know, give me your phone number. I'll give you a call. You can also pay for it on PayPal. And, you know, it's an 8-hour conference call, so you do want to have typically unlimited long distance. And also you want to have a speakerphone. But you can also be on an absentee. And most people who are doing absentee healings will call me before the call starts. They might be on it for an hour or two or something, or no time at all if they just want to call and just check in, and then you're having this wonderful entity release. So this is a great thing to have. Get rid of all the entities that are in you. I won't say all of them, but there'll be a whole bunch of them. When I do hour sessions for people, their life actually changes for the better, and having 8 hours of this series should be a different person afterwards, which means that you're going to be who you really are and not all these entities. So this is why you have addictions. This is why you get angry with people. This is why things happen to you, because you're running entities who are running your life and not you. And they're very detrimental to your physical body. And this is one thing that the dark side is doing too here. This is part of the alien intervention to humankind here, is to bring and have entities here to prevent them from going back to the earth spirit for healing. So they put some special energy there to prevent them from going back. These are all earth-based energies that the earth spirit created, because, remember, the aliens gave us mind. The mind energy is created by the aliens, just like the religions are. And in order for the earth spirit to protect the physical body, the life form that it created out of the elements, we'll say, even though we are extraterrestrials here, they had to get the energy from somewhere, the elements. So the earth spirit had to create these invisible bodies to protect these bodies from psychic attacks and energies of the mind, of mind energies being transmitted to them. So the emotional body is one of them. And this is why we have ghosts, because these emotional bodies, when the person passes over to the light of the darkness, then these emotional bodies don't go there, and they start to inhabit other people's bodies because they need a home. They need to get life force energy. And this is what's happening now, is that a lot of people have these in them. This is why they don't respond or behave properly to the normal, life experience here. And they change modalities. Their eyes will change colors. They'll get glossed over, etc. You're going to have addictions from them. So it's up to you to clean yourself out. And the Light Ship is here to help you in that process. So do get on this call if you want to change your life. Back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, can you give a couple of examples of maybe things that you've seen in your healing work about, you know, someone who has had like an entity that was causing them either, you know, physical illness or some other kind of problem, and how that changed for them after they got that released?
Well, I can give you an example. I worked with one lady quite a long time ago. I would say probably, 15 years ago or so. What happened with her is that she had an entity come into her when she was around 3 or 4, I believe. And the story goes is that as she was approaching the age of 21, she had these awful nightmares of being killed. So I had to do some work with her, and lo and behold, there was an entity there, and the entity was a male, and she behaved like a male herself, she said, like a tomboy, had all these experiences like men like to do. Her boys, we'll say, young men at 21, and this entity died at 21 in a motorcycle accident, and it had some type of arm damage. Well, she also had phantom pains in her arm throughout her whole lifetime that was, excruciating for her. Her parents, you know, took her to many, many doctors and neurologists. They could not find what was going wrong with her. So I saw the entity, and gave her the nightmares because it died at 21, and she's now turning 21 and was living, you know, almost her whole life with this entity. It was doing male things. You know, she's a female, remember. And so when I released this, her personality changed, and her phantom pains went away, and so did her nightmares at dying at the age of 21. So that's just one thing. If you have pain in your body, you have entities there. They come in because they want to live off of your life force energy as you have this pain. And remember, like attracts like. So there's just many, many things that happen with entities. People who get glossed over eyes from drinking a lot, the entity will want to actually come in to you once you have a few drinks, and it may stay with you, and it may want to do weird things to your body, you know, that you've never done before, which could be anything. It could be somebody who maybe wants to go fishing in the ocean, and they live in Arizona. So all of a sudden they tell their friends, I'm going to go deep sea fishing. And they go out, to maybe California or Texas or someplace to get in a boat to go out fishing. And the person's, maybe their husband or their wife or whoever, you know, is with them, or their friends say, gee, that's kind of a weird behavior. You're looking for fishing poles. You never did this before in your life. Well, because an entity hopped into the body and wants to experience, you know, its past lifetimes, it could be thousands of them, through you, and it can take control of your body, and you go through that emotional roller coaster ride. If you had an entity that likes to drink, then maybe it wants to go to bars all the time, and all of a sudden you become an alcoholic, and then you pick up more entities by going into the bars. So even smoking or anything else, any addictions that you have, maybe overeating or undereating, this is caused by entities. Once you get them cleared out of you, then you have a much better chance of getting well. Otherwise, it's basically hopeless. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, it should be very interesting then tomorrow on that 8-hour intensive to see actually how people's lives just change from that, you know, and how their own personality can come forward and their own creative energy and the things that they want to do rather than just having all this influence in them.
Yeah, and a lot of churches do this. This is what Jesus did, was cast out, they call demons. You know, back then it was probably a lot easier to do, and maybe less of them on this planet, but basically some of the churches do this, but they only get out one or two of them. The light ship gets out hundreds. So when I work with somebody on a one-on-one, I'll get out typically at least 50, normally in an hour, to probably maybe a couple of hundred. So an 8-hour session here that we're doing tomorrow, and the time is going to be, let's see here, it's 10 to 6 Pacific, or it's 1 to 9 Eastern. I mean, this is a lot of work, and you can have a lot of stuff released out of you. So I would say your whole life will change by tomorrow at this time.
I think one of the things that's so interesting about this is I think a lot of people have associated, you know, demons and that kind of thing with just a particular person here or there, you know, the kind that you call in the exorcist for, who's displaying some really, really major, you know, behavior. But from your teachings and, you know, other things that I've experienced, basically you're saying that everyone has entities present with them, which is just like an energy form that's circulating around and kind of hopping from body to body with whatever they resonate with. So, like, if you have a pain in your body, that energy resonates with that and comes into you. Or if you're drinking, then that energy that resonates with drinking comes into you. So it's very, very prevalent.
Yes. Just kind of picture, you probably have all seen, like, football games, you know, on TV. Just picture every one of those people in the stadium as coming into your body to share your body with you. That's about how it is, okay? So you have your own life that you're attempting to live, and then you have all of these people in the stadium with all of their characteristics, all of their desires, all of their needs, all of their wants coming into your body at different times in your life to experience your life living inside of you and controlling your body and its actions and its thoughts.
And what about all of their trauma? Does that kind of come as part of the package?
Yep, the trauma also comes, yes. So your poor body is really suffering. And people say, well, how can this happen? Well, it's because all the traumas that you've went through in this lifetime has eluded out your spirit. So your spirit is unable to hold your spiritual integrity inside of your body because you basically forced it out through your lifestyle. And that lifestyle could be having somebody hit you. You could have had bad parents which beat you a lot. Each time you got beaten, your spirit leaves, and that brought in entities. So that necessarily is not your fault. But as you get older, then you have to become a little more responsible. But if you do go out to bars and drink, then you're bringing in lots of entities because they want to drink a drink with you. They want to share that glass. And all of a sudden, you know, at some point, you know, you have too much to drink. Maybe you pass out and they go to somebody else because they can't use your body any longer. So, and if they do like your body, then they'll go home with you. So the whole thing is just very, very sad, but this call is going to help everybody who's on it to get rid of these things. So everybody has entities. You probably have thousands of them, and we're going to get them out of you. This will
wonderful
be a very nice
day.
I think we'll probably get out over a couple thousand entities tomorrow in the 8-hour call.
That's
your life
could
change.
Yeah.
Only on a dime, yes. Uh-huh. Remember,
and,
the church...
The best thing about that is...
One at a time.
What's that?
And the churches do this, and they do it to people one at a time. You know,
yeah.
You go up, and some of the churches, you know, do this type of exorcism to you. They cast out the demons. Some people hop on the floor and, you know, start to convulse and stuff. Well, it's just the entity's leaving. Or maybe they don't want to leave the body. But some churches do this, but they're not going to be taking out thousands of them. Might just be one or two that they can actually pick up.
So even back to you. Even for someone who's, you know, healthy, doing well in life, and, you know, they're on their spiritual path and they're making progress and they're not, you know, necessarily experiencing addictions or anything like that, this will still clear out a lot of energy for them.
Oh, yeah. What I will say is, and if you are listening to me right now and you say, I don't have entities, well, that's an entity talking to you. It doesn't want to leave. Okay? So sometimes I'll schedule an appointment for entity clearings and I never get the phone call from the person or they're not there. And I say, well, how come, you know, when we talk, finally they go, yeah, I had another appointment or something. Well, the entity did not want to get released. They wanted to break the appointment. So if you're listening to me right now and you say, I don't have any entities, well, that's the entities talking to you because they don't want to get released out of you. You need this call. So let's go to the light ship.
Okay, that sounds great.
Here we go. So this will not work on the archives because of our wonderful Galactic Federation of Light not protecting us here. So you don't want to think that you can go there by your thoughts because people sometimes attempt to do that and that cannot be done. So this will not work on the archives. It only works live with me. And here we go. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, just think of them now in your consciousness. We're taking you up right now, and you're going to be up there out of time. And right now you're still where you are, if you notice, but you may feel the energy around your body has changed. We're going to go into the first room. This is a room for pain release. This is a lot of people's favorites who have chronic pain. So again, you want to request a healing. And all the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And your healing takes place according to your disposition on your past lives of how much your ancestors believed in the healing process, okay? Because remember, if they didn't have any beliefs against healing, you would already be healed. You would not have this issue that you're dealing with. This is only because of separation from spiritual truth, so you're dealing with judgment energy. The light never judges. So here we go. Went into another location. Let's go into the room where they have pure white light energy. This is also used to help healing. And we'll bring it down here. If you want, you can watch the light being on your monitor screen. Here we go. Bring the energy in through the light beam. And just watch the photograph change a little bit. You may see the eyes become brighter. The color is changing right now for my monitor here. Going into another room where they're going to be working with our immune system. So if you have any immune system deficiencies, request healing. Remember, the light only sees you in the present now. It only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. Then you're in time. When you're in time, you're in the darkness. You're in the fabricated mind of the darkness. And the light of the darkness that's created by the aliens. So here we go. You want to stay always in your heart center. And we're going to be bringing into you right now some beautiful peace energy through the light beam. We're now going into a room where they're working with our ligaments and tendons and muscles. So request healing. Remember, they always see you as perfect. So you need to request a healing if you wish to have one. They'll never go against their own free will that they gave you of non-interference. Going into another location. And this location is where they're bringing us into a large pool of water. This is where the dolphins are. So if you want to experience the dolphin energy on the light ship, you can. Put your hand out in front of yourself. Move your hand out about maybe 6 inches to 10 inches. You're going to actually feel a presence there. Move it up and down, back and forth. and you can feel the wonderful energy of the dolphin. You might even feel your hair on your arm stand up on the end as you connect with this wonderful light energy. Okay, we're going into another location, and we're going into a room where they have the large bumblebees. This is a really neat room to be in. We can ride on them if we wish. They'll do healings to us also, and you can look out of their eyes. So if you want to have this experience, just request that, and we're going to be having some honey to taste here. So it's on the end of your index finger on your right hand. A little drop of it, you can put it into your mouth, which you're doing now on the light ship. And if you find your saliva changing, it's because you are eating honey from the light ship. It's very, very pure. We're going into a room where the masters are. And these are the archangels. In the light ship, there really isn't that much of a designation between hierarchy of energies, not like down here, where the aliens created the spiritual hierarchy. On the light ship, it's either light or it's not light. There's no difference between maybe three-quarters light or something like that. So these are all light beings. And down here, they're known as Melchizedek and Metatron and Michael. These are the archangels. So we're going to go into their room right now, and I'll just count to 10 as you can feel the energy come into your body for healing. You can watch and monitor, if you wish, the light beam. So here we go. So I'm going to command the energy down here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And these are the pure essence energies of these beings. They also came down through the Space Brothers, the Galactic Federation, where they lost their spiritual integrity in the light of the darkness. So when you call upon these beings, if you ever do that, you definitely want to have your heart connect to them, not your mind. Then you're going to have the mind-controlling energies sent to yourself from these alien beings, and you won't have the true frequency of them coming into you. Remember, they can clone the light. That's the light of the darkness. We're going to go into a room where your spirit was created, and I'll count to 5 as you go in here. This is love comes walking in. You're going to feel your spirit energy come into your body down here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, just kind of sit with this energy. And if you do get in the call tomorrow, you can have your animals and pets come up. They also have entities in them. Remember, they have a personality too. And entities can't control them. If you've ever been around a dog that has bit you, and you wonder, gee, that dog was real playful the day before and it bit me today, why is that? Well, an entity came into the dog and made it bite you. So we're getting ready to come back from the light ship here. We'll go into one final room here. This is the room of the green energy. This is for healing also. It's a different a frequency of green than what we have down here on the earth plane. And it's coming into us. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So we're going now into the orientation room where we're thanking the different doctor teams for working with us tonight. And we're getting ready to come back down. I'll just count to 5 as we come down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and here we are. And all your healings are between the light beam doctors and yourself. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed that. It was very wonderful to have that even briefly. And if you're new to this and you'd like to experience more of it, Ron does 3 conference call sessions every week where you can spend an hour at a time on the light ship for healing, in addition to these special calls like the one that's happening tomorrow. So I know our time is at an end, so I will just say blessings to all of you, and I hope to to see you back with us on Monday. We're back on the air 4 p.m. Pacific, and maybe many of you will also be on the conference call Healing tomorrow, and I'm sure that that's going to be a life-changing event for everyone who's on. So good night to all, and blessings.
Hey, blessings, everybody.